Were City just too strong today?
No, I think they're a top team. I think they're one of the best teams in Europe. And I think irrespective of who they're going to play, who they're not going to play, they're going to score goals. You know, they've got people who can take you out of the game with a pass. They've got people who can take you out of the game in one-on-one situations. So we always knew they were going to create opportunities and chances. What we had to do is make sure we work really, really hard, and you need a break. And, you know, the two chances, that, you know, Solomon's header first half, Gregor's header second half, you know, they're the chances you have to take against these top teams. Their second goal, although they created lots of opportunities, their second goal was a bit fortuitous with the two deflections. And that didn't give us enough time to settle after we'd scored. But can't fault the players for the way they worked today. Worked very, very hard.
Is slight frustration on your part for conceding that second goal straight after you equalised?
Well, we couldn't do nothing about it, to be honest. He's had a shot that we think Ben will save. And like I say, it's not taken one deflection. It's come off Gareth and then off Ahmed. And finished in a corner, you can't do nothing about that.
I know it's a game without another win, but signs of progress from your team?
No, we've got people injured and people out of the squad and everything, and the Premier League is a roller coaster for everyone outside the top six. Don't worry about that. You have good times, you have bad times, and it's making sure that you keep your head above water and keep pointing it in the right direction.
You push the two strikers up front, you want them to work the centre-backs, and they've done that for you today.
No, they were very, very good. Like I say, we changed it to what we normally do in respect of the shape of the team, just to press in and try and match City, because City are always trying to outnumber you through the lines. And at times, we did very well, but irrespective of who plays against them, they're going to create opportunities.
Gareth McCauley, first Premier League appearance of the season, and again reminding us of that he's still a steadying influence for you.
No, he was good, Gareth. He got tired at the end. There was one or two occasions right at the death before I brought him off where he looked as though he was gasping for air. But he's a fabulous lad, being a great professional.
Plenty of plus points to take from today.
Yeah, you know, the great thing about the group is the group works hard. You know, they work very, very hard all the time, and it'd be interesting to see their running stats today, because they never stopped, and they had to do that really to actually stay in the game.
And Matt Phillips, he persevered, didn't he, to get his goal?
Yeah, and I thought Jay was very good up front today, Rodriguez. I thought he was absolutely outstanding.
Yeah, he kept running 96 minutes. He was still going strong.
Nah, he's fabulous. And Hamid, again, at the back, you know, showed signs of what a good player he is as well. So there's lots of pluses. We're disappointed we've lost the game, but, you know, put it in perspective, they are a good side.